This is KYUK, public radio for the Yukon-Kuskokwim Delta. I'm Anna Rose MacArthur. The 10th person in the region died from complications with COVID-19 yesterday. The individual was an elder in their 90s, according to the Yukon-Kuskokwim Health Corporation. The day prior, the Health Corporation reported the youngest death associated with the virus in the region. That individual was in their 30s. Also yesterday, the 19th and 20th patients were admitted into the Bethel Hospital for the virus. On Tuesday, YKHC announced 63 new COVID cases in the region, 37 in Bethel, 5 in Chivac, 7 in Ammonek, 4 in Gwethluk, 6 in Nabuskiak, 3 in Pilot Station, and 1 in an unnamed village. YKHC has announced 1,570 cases since March. There are 337 active cases in the region. In more pandemic news, at least one community in the region has entered a month-long lockdown. The native village of Eek mandated the community-wide lockdown yesterday. Eek's order follows the Yukon-Kuskokwim Health Corporation's call for every community in the region to lock down for a month. The Association of Village Council Presidents issued a statement supporting the month-long region-wide lockdown. The Eek mandate orders everyone in the village to remain home and prohibits socializing with people from other households. Everyone is required to wear a mask while in public, wash hands frequently, and keep their homes sanitized. All non-essential employees are asked to work from home. Residents can only travel out of the community for essential reasons, such as medical appointments and emergencies. And the store is only taking orders by phone, with customers picking up items outside. Turning to education. As schools move in and out of lockdown, high school athletes are left wondering what sports will look like this year. Tuksuk Bay students shared their hopes and predictions for the sports season ahead. KYUK intern Kaylee King reports.
Sports in the Yukon-Kuskokwim Delta play a vital role throughout the school year, from keeping kids active to creating space for community gatherings. Every year, volleyball and basketball are staples. Last March, as the coronavirus began to spread throughout Alaska, many athletes were unable to finish out their seasons, despite making it to state. Clayton Bonwalk is a senior from Chaputungwak and Chafornik.
Very disappointing to me, because it would be my first time going to state that year, and I'd get to play last year of seniors that graduated.
Haley Abraham, another senior in Chafornik.
We felt pretty sad about it because we were expecting to go, but this COVID ruined our trip.
This school year, many of those same athletes hoped to have their regular seasons back, but schools and communities are taking extra precautions to keep students safe.
They're making sure they're using masks and being 6 feet away from people and doing what they need to do.
With communities continuing to enter lockdown and schools taking extra precautions to keep students safe, many seniors worry they won't have their final year to play basketball. Some students are staying optimistic. Tuksuk Bay senior Kaylee Lincoln.
Yeah, I really hope so. I think so.
Others like Haley Abraham are more pessimistic.
I think they won't have sports this year because a lot of parents are cautious for their kids' health. And they don't have to travel to places but could go on live videos.
With no sports and very little in-person schooling, many of these students are having to find new ways to motivate themselves in school.
What keeps me motivated for school is that I'm a senior and I want to graduate.
Yep.
With the class of 2021.
Nolan Charles in Tuksuk Bay started a group chat to keep in touch with his classmates.
I made that group chat to motivate the seniors to do their homework, be on time for school. That group chat we used to get back school, like We wanted school back since the community was clean.
How are these students dealing with life without activities in school or out of school?
Without activities is kind of weird.
Kaylee Lincoln from Tuksuk Bay.
There's not that, like, not keeping our mind busy, but like out of school is pretty great. Just making sure, like, keeping our mind busy from all that stuff.
With COVID-19 outbreaks spreading throughout the region, it's unclear what the sports season will look like. The big question is whether students will return to gyms to play volleyball and basketball this school term. Everyone will have to wait and see.
That was KYUK intern Kaylee King. She, along with fellow interns Tatiana Avugiak, Ethan Lincoln, and Peyton Chenar, produced the story. The story was written and recorded while students were still in school. Currently, all Lower Kuskokwim School District schools are in lockdown and using remote learning with no in-person schooling. Lastly, all of Napakiak and portions of Bethel will lose power this coming Saturday, November 21st. The planned outage will last from 1:30 to 5:30 p.m. The Bethel Power Plant is installing new equipment to pump more electricity to the grid. The extra energy demand comes from the Yukon-Kuskokwim Health Corporation expanding its hospital. The outage will affect Bethel neighborhoods in the north and west, including the airport, BIA Road, Kasiley Subdivision, Larson Subdivision, Tundra Ridge, and Ptarmigan Street. Part of Ridgecrest Drive will also lose power, from the city water pump house to the dump, including the entire school complex and some houses. There will be two more planned power outages in early December. KYUK will continue broadcasting during the outages. This is KYUK News. I'm Anna Rose MacArthur. Thanks for listening. Please email your news tips to news@kyuk.org and stay tuned for News Yukdun coming up.